will find in each of the holy posts of the Vaishnava pilgrimages. The presence of Sri Hanuman in Vrindavan, Badrinath. Actually, Badrinath, before you go up the last stage of the mountain, just at the foot of that Badrikashram mountain, is a murti of Hanuman. And it is the tradition that one should pray for his mercy and blessings before going up to have the darshan of Sri Badri Vishal. Similarly, on the borders of Vrindavan, we find deities of Hanuman. In Dwaraka, in Rameshwaram, in Tirupati, Sri Rangam, Ayodhya, Chitrakoot, and here Jagannath Puri. Hanuman is a protector of all the holy towns, as is Lord Shiva. Hanuman's divine lila personifies the principle of unmotivated, uninterrupted, pure devotion. And as Krishna explains in Sri Bhagavad Gita, we cannot approach him except through devotion. Yatya ananyaya shakta aham evam vidur. I can only be understood by undivided devotion. It is only through devotion that we understood as I am. Bhaktosime sakashiti rahasi yeti. Arjuna, you can understand this mystery of transcendental knowledge because you are a devotee. How do we understand what is real devotion? The philosophy of the great Vedas, we can understand philosophically the great devotees, that we understand the practical application of what real devotion means. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, the essence of the Vedas cannot be understood by studying of the Vedas. Here in Jagannath Puri, who understood, well, not understood, but who was more thoroughly versed in the studies of the Vedas than Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? In Varanasi, Prakashananda Saraswati, he had tens of thousands of people renouncing everything of this world, preliminary to study the Vedas from him. Yet they were not able to understand. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, the real conclusion of Vedic knowledge can be understood by observing the lives of those great personalities who served him. Himself within the heart of his pure devotees. Those pure devotees have the power to reveal the essence of the life of the Vedas, of all the great scriptures of the world. वेदांश सारव अहम एवेदेव्यो वेदांत कृते रे वेदेव श्याम। Krishna says all the Vedas are to know him. But unless we hear the Vedas from a devotee, we cannot understand Krishna. Unless we are the devotee, following in the footsteps of great devotees, Krishna does not reveal himself. Naam prakasya saravasya yoga maya samana. That he covers himself by his potency of yoga maya. For the gross materialists and atheists, for the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, everyone is in variegated ways covered by the power of maya. But those who surrender to Krishna with the desire to please Krishna selflessly, Krishna reveals himself and removes the curtain of maya from such a person. The glorification of the path of bhakti is what all of the great acharyas have come to perform through their words and through their actions. And all great devotees of all the great sampradayas give special place of worship to Sri Hanuman. Because by following the footsteps of the example of his type of devotion, we can get some understanding of what is the purpose of our own life. Sri Hanuman appeared at the time of Lord Sri Ram. He is the son of Balaram and also an expansion of Lord Shankar. It is explained in Sri Valmiki Ramayana how determined Hanuman was in the service of Lord Ram. In Kishkindha Kshetra, Hanuman first met Ram at Pampa Sarovar. There, Ram and Lakshman had just been told by the great demon, Kabanda, that if you want to find Sita, you should make allies with the great monkey king Sugriva, who lives in the Kishkindha forest near the beautiful, beautiful lake known as Pampa. Ram and Lakshman came to that place, and Sugriva was very fearful when his spies told him two such beautiful, effulgent, and powerful people have come just close to the Matunga mountain where he was living. He was thinking perhaps they have come sent by Bali just to kill me. He sent Hanuman to find out who they are. Hanuman disguised himself like a Brahmin, a mendicant. He came before Ram and Lakshman, and his heart overwhelmed with devotion for them, revealed himself. They asked, "Who are you?" He asked, "Who are you?" Lakshman said, "This is Ram, the son of Dasarath. We have been banished to the forest. I am his younger brother and servant, Lakshman. Who are you?"
"I am Hanuman."
"Please come to meet Sugriva." From that very moment, Hanuman ji surrendered to the service of Sri Ram. That
can completely depend on under any circumstance. This is what Krishna is looking for in every devotee. This is what the spiritual master, who is the representative of Krishna, is looking for in a devotee. Someone we can completely depend upon under any circumstance to remain faithful to the mission. Ram gave his ring to Sita. Although he sent thousands and thousands and thousands of others looking in all the four directions of the world to find Sita, he confidentially told Hanuman, "I know that you will be the one to find her, because you have that fixed purpose. You will not stop for anything. Nothing can come between you and finding Sita. You have no other life than that. Therefore, I certainly have confidence that you will find Sita." And Hanumanji underwent terrible tribulation of hunger, thirst. Even they were practically starving his party when they came under somebody, the brother of Jatayu, big bird. And they had no strength even to resist anybody's power. So when they saw this big bird looking down at them, and he said, "By the will of Providence, my food has come." Under the Hanuman, they just said, "Yes, we are helpless. We have given our lives to the service of Ram, and it appears nothing we can do now." But they were happy. At least they were giving their lives in the service of Sri Ram. So in that desperate condition, Hanumanji and the others began to chant the glories of Ram. In life or death, we should always remember the Lord. As they were chanting the glories of Ram, they described how he sent Jatayu back home, back to Godhead, the Vaikuntha world. Sampati said, "Jatayu is my brother. I was wondering what came about him." And then Sampati, even in the midst of the most dangerous situation where it appeared they were about to die, because they were completely committed only to remember Ram and serve Ram, that became the turning point of their whole search. They had no idea where Ravana was living, where Sita was. Sampati said, "I can see with my eyes. Across the sea there is a golden city, the island of Sri Lanka. That is where Ravana is. And I can see that he has Sita in the Ashoka Grove." So Krishna sometimes tests us. The most unfavorable situation that appears to come before us will most certainly be transformed into the most favorable opportunity for devotional service if we simply remain faithful. You may not know how it is working or why it is working in this way, but it is Krishna's promise. We often cite in Srila Prabhupada's life how he went to Jhansi and he spent a whole year developing a project, and then one fine day it was taken away. It appears like that is a devastation.
He was left with absolutely nothing after a year of developing a wonderful process. However, he maintained his perseverance to the mission of Guru Maharaj. And ultimately, because he had nothing else, he went to New York City and started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Obstacles, our great inspiration for a faithful Vaishnava. The more difficult, inconceivable, and impossible it appears to overcome, the more mercy will come upon us if we simply give our life to try. Whether we succeed or fail is not what is important. Whether we please Krishna is what is important. That is success. Success doesn't not mean to gain material results alone. Success means to try your best according to the mission and to please Krishna. So then there was another difficulty, how to cross the ocean to get to Sri Lanka. All the other soldiers of the monkey army, they were trying to decide who could jump the farthest. One could jump 10 yojanas, another 20 yojanas, another 30 yojanas, another 40 yojanas, but this was 100 yojanas away. That means 800 miles. Now, yesterday we bathed in the sea. Let's not talk of meters. Let's talk of millimeters. How many millimeters could you go into the sea? Not so many. The sea is very deep and very broad. Many mysterious fish with sharp teeth swimming. You don't even know where they are. The sea is very, very transcendental representation of Maya. We can make many parallels to our condition in the material world by examining the sea. One is, we'll discuss another time. That will take a long time. But things may look very peaceful, nice. But there may be a shark right underneath you and you cannot see. It can tear you apart. Every minute the waves, the whirlpools, the storms. What to speak of the breath of the sea. So they had no boat, they had no airplane. Monkeys are not known to be good swimmers. The only way they could make it was to jump. 800 yojanas over the sea. And Jambavan said, Hanuman, you could do it. He said, yes. I will do it. He jumped. And many impediments come his way during that jump. This is described in the Sundar Kanda of Vamiti Muni's Ramayana. The first was when Maya presents comforts. It is the tendency to like to be very comfortable, to have a nice position in devotional service where everything is just according to our plan, where we can relax and enjoy and have nice arrangements all around us for pleasure and still chant Hare Krishna. And still do a little service whenever it is convenient. Whenever sometime, somehow or other, we can fit it in our busy schedule. So Hanuman, he was this long, long journey going across ocean, a mountain, a golden mountain came out of the ocean and said to Hanumanji, please take rest here. You've already gone a long distance and you have a long way to go. Please take some rest here. Hanumanji said, no, no rest. I'm in the service of Ram. I'm not in the service of my body. No rest. Ram wants Sita. I must find her. So he touched the mountain. Just because he wanted to offer respect, not to reject the service that the mountain was offering, he accepted by just touching and saying, I accept it. He continued his journey. Then there were two apparent demonesses, Simika and Suras. One of them came before Hanuman and opened her mouth. Very big, 10 yojanas wide. She was a rakshasi. Hanuman, it wasn't that he was simply practicing mystic yoga. He was just so enthused to serve Ram that he could do anything. As soon as she expanded herself 10 yojanas, of 20 yojanas. He made herself 30 yojanas. He made himself 40 yojanas. Soon her mouth was 90 yojanas wide. There you by any means. Lord Ram empowered him with the intelligence to reduce himself to the size of a thumb. And he entered into her mouth, which is 90 yojanas big. And he crawled down her throat and went right to where her heart was. And then he expanded himself and took his claws and ripped open her navel. She fell down to the ground, not to the ground, into the sea. And Hanuman, he didn't even look back. He just continued his search for Sita. As he was in the sky, he felt he could not move. He was stationarily in the air. He looked around and he saw down that this one mystic demon had grabbed onto his shadow. She had the power to capture someone through their shadow. Then she opened her mouth, 10 yojanas, to eat Hanuman. He said, who are you? What are you doing? She said, you cannot pass. I have received a benediction from Lord Brahma that no one can pass by me without being eaten. Now how do you go get over a benediction from Lord Brahma? This was a very difficult one. So, ultimately she expanded her mouth
90 miles, 90 yojanas, like that, 90 miles, huh? And Hanumanji reduced himself again to the size of the thumb. He entered into her mind. He walked around a bit and then came out and said, "Now the benediction of Brahma is fulfilled. You ate me." She said, "Yes, you are very clever. May you go to Lanka and may you be successful." What a little stuff. Hanumanji, his determination, his enthusiasm brought him ultimately right before Sita. He delivered the ring, he chanted the holy names of Ram and glories of Ram, and gave Sita great hope and pleasure in her life. And then, just to add more nectar to his service, he burned down the whole city of Lanka. After he fulfilled his mission, he decided to just destroy the Ashoka Grove because he knew he would be captured. He wanted to meet Ravana and tell him his mind. Ravana, his son, Indrajit, captured him. They tied him up. They set his tail on fire. Again, a very difficult situation. But his tail being set on fire, which was meant to be the source of great misery, perhaps death to him, he used it in the service of Ram. Burned down the whole city of Lanka. Hanumanji is the personification of turning the most difficult situation into the most auspicious situation. Through that process, never giving up in his service to the Lord. This is the test of pure bhakti is not cheap. We will be tested. But do we want that real jewel? The main concept of devotion is not any difficult. Somehow or other you could manage. But to become a pure devotee is very difficult. Become a pure devotee, we simply have to show Krishna that any difficulty that comes, I will go on with my service. Comes the Tiksha Swabhar. I will tolerate any inconvenience and I will continue my service to Sri Guru and Gauranga. I will go on with my sadhana of chanting 16 rounds because it is my vow. How could I give it up, no matter what happens in my life? I will go on following these four regulative principles, no matter how difficult it is, because it is the way I'm pleasing the Lord. I must be determined. I must not let any of my own weaknesses or the influences of others to distract me from my real purpose of life, the pleasure of Krishna. Whatever our service may be, yakshayatmakabhudhyayakekakupinandhushakahinantaschabhudhayodhyabhashayana. We should be resolute in purpose. Our aim should be one. We should be determined. In this age of Kali Yuga, the greatest of all difficulties to carry on the mission of Guru and Krishna is to cooperate with other devotees. First of all, we have our senses telling us to do so many other activities. And then we have our mind, who's very nicely cooperating with the senses.
And then we have other people's minds trying to convince us that you're not normal. What is this Krishna Bhakti? Krishna Bhakti, you do a little at home, little incense, little dupe, deep. And you give some charity, and you be a little pious. Don't hurt anyone. That's Krishna Bhakti. What is this? You're chanting all day. 16 rounds, you're going to temples, you're going to programs, you're always reading scriptures. You don't watch television, you don't listen to radios, you don't go to social gatherings, you don't go to hotels or restaurants. This is not Krishna Bhakti. So there's so many pressures and so many attractions. Students in school. There may be 1,000 students in your school, and you're the only one that lives this way. And all the others are playing and speaking all crazy things and doing all crazy things and eating all crazy things, and they think that you're a crazy thing. But where is the last macabre here? We must be fixed in our purpose. We must be fixed in our service. That is difficult. But when we come to the path of bhakti, because it is the age of Kali Yuga, which is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there will always be so many differences of opinion according to a person's conditioning of their false ego. And therefore, even though we have, with our intelligence, we all agree on the same goal, to spread Lord Chaitanya's mission all over the world, to try to become purified, to live according to Krishna's desire, still, we have so many differences of opinion of how to do it. And then we have so many differences just on a daily routine. The way a person walks, the way a person talks, the way a person moves his or her eyes, we become disturbed. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, he created an army of empowered preachers that could have taken over the world. They were austere, they were renounced, they were learned in the scriptures, they were empowered. But Maya came in a way, you just felt the spirit of their cooperation. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada saw that as a great, great danger. So to remain united, to cooperate, to put aside the lower principles of our own ideas for the higher principle of the mission of Guru and Krishna, that is very difficult. And sometimes as we become senior, more senior in Krishna consciousness, we have deeper realizations. When other senior people, they're also getting deeper realizations. And sometimes the realizations, they're for the same purpose, for the same goal. Sometimes there's some detailed differences. And that could create great conflict. Disharmony. And then the mission is disturbed. And therefore, we have to keep the higher principle of our purpose always as a priority having supreme prominence over all other lesser detailed opinions, conceptions. Sri Hanumanji was such an example. Any difficulty, he used it in Krishna service, God service. So many difficulties will come in your life. They're always. Sometimes difficulties become more and more. Do any of you have this experience? Say Hari Bol, these difficulties are opportunities. Like an exam for a child in school. If you do not prepare for it properly and take it seriously, you fail and you don't make any progress. However, if you pass it, you make great progress. The prema kampans of shimikshamano kuntana evasukada. One who remains faithful, humble, sincere, and dedicated to their vows and their service in the face of difficulties, that person alone is fit to know Krishna. That is possible. For the pleasure of Krishna, we are willing to undergo any situation of life. That is our joy. The difficulties that I undergo in serving you, my Lord, are my great treasure in life. Because it is a chance for me to show my love for you in a deeper and more heartfelt way. Hanumanji saw Sita putting this red color in the part between her two sections of hairs. He said, Mataji, what are you doing? Why are you putting this red color in the part between your hair? She said, because it pleases Rama. When he heard that this color pleases Ram, he mixed a big batch of the color and put it over his entire body. And that is why the deities of Hanuman always have this saffron color all over them. Because the devotees of Hanuman know the greatest way to worship Hanumanji is to help him to please Ram. And this is his idea. Sita said, I accept it as the truth. When Hanumanji came back to Kishkinda, went to the Malabanda mountain, and told Ram the news, Lord Ram embraced Hanuman. Very, very deep gratitude and devotion. That was the great fruit of all that effort. For Sri Hanumanji, millions and millions and millions of lifetimes of hardships. That should be the goal of our life. Samsadiya Hari Toshana, to please the Supreme Personality of God. When Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela, Hanumanji appeared as Sri Murari.
to go back to Ram's Leela for a minute. During the battle, so many wonderful pastimes were there. But when Lakshman was wounded, and Ram, seeing his dear devotee wounded, he was weeping. And a doctor came and said, only a herb from a particular mountain in the Himalayas could be cured. Immediately, on the order of Ram, he jumped all the way to Himalayas. When he was not able to find that herb on the mountain, he lifted the entire mountain and jumped all the way back. And as he was jumping back, holding a mountain in his hand, all of these Rakshasas started challenging him to fight, to somehow or other stall him long enough so that Lakshman would die. And Hanuman was fighting them all off. And ultimately he came back with that mountain for the pleasure of God. What is it that Hanuman would not do or could not do to please the Supreme Lord? When he appeared in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Murari Gupta, he was one of the dearmost intimate friends of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya gave him so much special mercy. One day he came into his house and revealed his divine form of Lord Varaha Deva. During the Mahaprakash, he manifested before Murari Gupta's eyes his divine form of Ram. The amazing thing about Lord Chaitanya's Leela, even though these avatars were descending from the spiritual world, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, most of them didn't know who they were. Murari Gupta just thought he was Murari Gupta. By the power of the Lord's internal energy, he forgot that he was Hanuman. He never even could conceive that he was Hanuman. He just knew it was God. That day when Lord Chaitanya revealed the form of Ram, and he saw Sita, Lakshman, Shatrughna, Bharat, standing there, he was overwhelmed with bliss. Then he looked at himself, and Murari Gupta saw that he had the body of a monkey. And Lord Chaitanya said, Hanuman! Hanuman! Where is that demon Rama that he stole Sita? And Murari Gupta said, he went into the mood of service. Ah! I will kill that Ravana. Where is he? I am Hanuman. Lord Kaurchandra was always glorifying the transcendental qualities. And here in Jagannath Puri, there is a nice story about Hanuman pertaining to this particular temple. Because it's so dark, I cannot see who is awake and who is asleep. I'm not taking any chances I should end this talk very soon. Especially if I fall asleep. I do not know what will happen. First of all, I never read this story in any of our scriptures, but it is the legend of this temple. And also, very sincere, the devotees of Hanuman very much glorify this story. But with your permission, I will tell. As you know, Hanuman
whenever he comes into the Lord's holy dharam, he doesn't come to enjoy. He comes to serve. You should never come to a dham to enjoy. You should come to serve.
Hare Krishna.
Of course, I'm always asking everyone, are you enjoying? But when I ask you if you're enjoying, the translation of that is, are you happy performing austerity and serving? As we were driving here, we saw Hotel Holiday Resort and Hotel Paradise. So many promising all sorts of material pleasures. This is not the purpose of coming to Holy Dham. You may stay there. I'm not saying anything bad, but your purpose should be not holiday. Your purpose should be purification. And purification can only come through service. There's no other way. So when we find that Hanumanji, his presence, he has temples in all of the holy dhams, he is there to serve. And the greatest service we can do is give him service. Hanuman doesn't want your devotion. He wants you to give him service to Ram. And he will give you all blessings. He sees that you are sincere to assist in that great mission. So here in Jagannath Puri, at this very place, Hanumanji was given a service to protect the holy dham. Because there's a big, big ocean just a few meters away. And sometimes the ocean would flood Sri Purushottam Kshetra, go beyond his limits, and cover the city. So Hanuman was given the service of protecting the city from letting the ocean to come too close. So he would stand and protect. However, in those days, they were just giving him some rice of Jagannath Prasad. And Hanumanji was thinking, when I'm in Ayodhya, Sita gives me so much nice prasad. She gives me halwa and laddus and so many nice sabjis. Here the Pujaris are only giving me prasad. Maybe khichdi. Besides that, the ocean for so long of time had not come close. One night, in the middle of the night, Hanumanji jumped to Ayodhya. And there, Sita, so happy to see him, gave him so much nice things from God. So while he was away, the ocean flooded Jagannath Puri. There was a great havoc, devotees all around. What is happening? Where is Hanuman? They came. Hanuman is gone. So the next morning, Hanumanji returned and he saw what happened. Meanwhile, the pujaris reported to Lord Jagannath. So he was called in. Said, actually, I like nice prasad. So it was arranged on Jesus. But also, just to show their love for Hanumanji and their great need for his divine service, they put chains on his hands and his waist. He is not this lady.
Lady Hanuman Ki. So if we go into the deity room here, this deity represents this divine pastime. Hanuman Ji has chains on his legs, on his waist, on his hands. And what do these chains represent? Ultimately, they represent how much he is willingly bound to serving Krishna and his devotees eternally. We should also put these types of chains on our hands, legs, and waist. Bind ourselves under all circumstances to remain faithful to the service of Krishna and the congregational chanting of this holy name. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai.